Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On today's show, punching clay targets, get low with Little John and Kenny Tarmack. It's all coming up in just a minute.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
I know you're pretending to be shy, but I see something naughty in your eye. Well, there's no shame in just being who you are. On the dance floor is a perfect place to start. It must be unfurled if you want to show the world. Let your freak, let your freak, let your freak flag fly. Let your freak, let your freak, let your freak flag fly. We're not here to judge ya, we're just here to love ya. Let your freak, let your freak, let your freak flag fly. I see no reason why you can't let your freak flag fly. Your colors before you get too old. You and Thelma, I'm Scooby-Doo. Enough around here is too taboo. Rock the mystery bed like a waterbed. Brick cafe shaggy, but don't tell Fred. Let your freak, let your freak, let your freak flag fly. Let your freak, let your freak, let your freak flag fly. We're not here to judge ya, we're just here to love ya. Let your freak, let your freak, let your freak flag fly. See no reason why you can't let your freak flag fly. Oh, crack it like a Liberty Bell. Smack it with a rebel yell. Shake it like a salad toss. Stitch it like Betsy Ross.
Let your freak, let your freak, let your freak flag fly. Let your freak, let your freak, let your freak flag fly. We're not here to judge ya, we're just here to love ya. Let your freak, let your freak, let your freak flag fly. Let your freak, let your freak, let your freak flag fly. We're not here to judge ya, we're just here to love ya. We're not here to judge ya, we're just here to love ya. Let your freak, let your freak, let your freak flag fly. Let your freak, let your freak, let your freak flag fly. I see no reason why you can't let your freak flag
something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
And that brings us to
Stupid World Records.
Is this a good one today?
A martial artist in Pakistan has set the Guinness World Record for the most clay targets punched in 1 minute.
What? Clay targets?
You know, like pull!
Oh, yeah. Like skeet?
Yeah. Skeet, skeet!
Yeah. Oh, really? Skeet, comes skeet. Full circle.
From the window to the wall.
Muhammad.
Muhammad.
What is this song you're singing?
Oh, it's good stuff.
It's a really good song. Yeah.
Get low. Get low. Get
can we
low.
Play it?
From the crunk genre of hip hop.
You can play the opening minutes of it, probably.
Is play it carefully if is, you is, play
is,
anything
is,
at all.
Is the crunk genre still a thing?
Mm. It's my favorite.
Branch
so it's now like classic crunk.
Crunk is it's sort of like a party song.
Yeah, because yeah. I'm a little all behind. Right. I'm just getting into New Jack City.
That is a little behind. Yeah,
you are a touch behind. Yeah.
Remember when that was the next big thing for 3 minutes?
I don't even remember that.
It's a pretty good movie.
One of the lyrics is "From the window to the wall, till the sweat runs down my balls."
It's
New Jack City?
No, that's Lil Jon.
No, that's Lil Jon, Get Low.
And this song came out when I was around 13, so you guys can't imagine all the bat mitzvahs I was singing this. I mean, so inappropriate. It was the best.
That's right. And they say in the song, skeet, skeet. Yeah, that I'm right.
At the time was good was slang for.
Now, is this the PG completion. Version of? Okay, I've got it here. Let me see.
Well, now let it go and don't complain about it. Because we know you're not going to like it. We know you're
going to complain about it.
Like classic rock better. Go ahead.
Already on board immediately.
It's incredible, the whistle. They're whistling.
Oh, yeah.
Turn it up. Here we go.
So it's a Christmas thing. Ba-da-dum-bum-bum.
Yeah, it has got a Christmas
theme. Ba-rum-ba-bum-bum.
Okay, here it comes. Let it go.
One more time. Get low. You're serious.
I love it.
You just got to Chick's favorite part, by the way. You click pause, and Chick's favorite part's coming
from
up.
The window to the wall.
There's more? Okay.
Here we go.
All right. Okay.
Something.
Okay. Okay.
Wow, this way with all these ladies in this version. Classier version.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I remember being at a middle school dance.
Just to the window!
Oh, boy.
What were the chaperones doing when you kids are...
Oh, my...
When the sweat runs out!
They were just these hooligans.
What are we doing?
Hey, what the hell?
And Chick, I'm just covered in Axe body spray. I mean, I got a puka shell necklace on.
Yes,
wearing a Green Day shirt.
Love it. Writing
rather weak.
Love everything about it. What does going
from the window to the wall have to do with the perspiration on your testicles?
What does In a Garden of Eden mean? No one cares. It's
in
cool.
The Garden of Eden, actually.
In a Garden of Eden. Anyone would
no, they're morons. They're up.
So why are we singing Get Low?
Because I got the new iPhone, and it was killing it this morning, playing songs for me coming to work, and Get Low came as I was pulling it into the parking lot.
It's hard not to get pumped up.
Get low.
I just love Lil Jon's.
Is he still out there?
Skeet. I think he is. Yeah, I always get Lil Jon and Lil Wayne mixed up.
He's the and Chappelle really played on the Lil Jon.
Okay.
Chris Rock's. He'd always punch Chris Rock in the face. Not Chris. Chris's brother. What's Chris Rock's brother name?
Tony
Rock.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tony Rock. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Tony Rock, come here. Yeah. Smack.
Yeah. Okay. I missed all of this. I have no idea what's going on.
You're all right. Don't worry about it.
Ohio State, Michigan canceled, huh?
Have you looked up the word doddering recently?
He's not.
On that, he wasn't doddering.
Fine with me, it's important to know what you can't stand.
It is, isn't it? That way you avoid
Most
it.
Most people don't even know what they like. I know what I like, and I know what I hate.
Oh, yeah.
And I hate almost everything, so it's okay.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
We've been talking about Lil Jon all morning. The fabulous Get Low, Get Low, Get
I think
low.
We've almost converted Tom into a fan.
Yeah. I think so. He's close.
Do you want me to play another bit of this?
Yes. Hit the button.
Okay, here we go. Yeah.
Oh, I love that tongue roll going
on. I do kind of like that because it reminds me of the great song Ba-Rump-A-Bum-Bum.
A little
drummer boy?
It is kind of Christmassy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would that be in your review if you... reviewed Lil Jon's album. Mm-hmm.
And in what world would I be reviewing this?
I'm just okay. Making conversation.
So this is something playing in the bars when you were in that window of singledom. Chick McGee out there up against the bar with
just play this.
Hey, when was that?
Now that you mentioned it, Christy, that period never did exist.
No, not for chicks.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, not for you either.
And that's just exactly what I want you guys to think.
I'm trying to help.
So this is where you put the one arm up and do this?
Oh, yeah. Tom's making his way to the floor.
There we go. Go, Tom.
Oh, gosh. You should be arrested for that dance.
Okay, is this one guy or like five guys going Get Low?
It's the East Side Boys. But that's Get Low. That's Lil Jon.
His signature. People have said that his voice is kind of like Carlos Santana's guitar. You can pick it out from any record.
Yeah.
You sure can.
Exactly right.
Right when you hear it, you know it.
Really?
Yeah.
369. Oh, I love it.
Does this guy have a whole series of songs?
369.
Is he a performing artist?
Get Low is very popular. Yeah, him and Usher. Yeah.
It's a great song.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a good singer.
You are a good singer.
I have a beautiful singing voice.
Yes.
I'm a talented
nice.
Guy.
Whatever this is, thank you, God.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hello, Donnie. So glad to hear from you. How are you, sir?
Man, that used to be the whole anthem at Last Call at Benny's. You play that Last Call at Benny's, you may as well start passing out rubbers and pregnancy tests. Swear to God. Man, I had a pretty exciting evening.
Oh, yeah, what'd you do?
Well, I'm calling to announce I cut down my own Christmas tree last night.
Oh, cool.
Really? Good for you. That's fun.
Did you go to a forest?
I love cutting my own Christmas tree. Kind of makes me feel all natural and rustic.
Uh-huh.
You know? Like a homeless Quaker or something. And this year, I decided to wait till it got dark and then go down to Pine Haven Estates, grab a fresh one from behind the clubhouse.
Uh-huh. I don't think that's what you're supposed to do, Donnie.
Nice got place. Me a bag of cypress mulch with it.
Did you?
It's inconvenient, but last year my next-door neighbor Mitchell threw a fit when I cut one of his down. So
sure, I can see why.
Well, anyways, some people like artificial trees, but not me. I don't care if it's a flammable fire hazard soaking in diesel. I want to smell good, you know?
I agree.
Well, fake trees are perfect looking, but they don't smell like nothing. Except maybe Chinese sweatshops, red tags, or packing peanuts. Oh, and spoiler alert, them packing peanuts ain't made for human consumption.
No.
Swear to God.
Don't eat
consumption, but.
Even if you dip them in ranch first.
Josh.
You don't believe me? Just ask my idiot cousin Lonnie. Dude's had his stomach pumped twice from eating packing peanuts because first time he thought he just got a bad batch of them from Dillard's, you know? Mm-hmm. And he may be an idiot, but nobody's ever complained about the quality of his reefer, though. Have you ever had a real tree, Tom?
Of course, I've got one right now.
Then you know you can't put them up too early then.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, if you do, by the time Christmas rolls around, you got more needles on the ground in a parking lot at a methadone clinic.
Yeah.
Swear to God. Plus, I found out last year you have to water them regular.
Yes.
Sure, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just like horses. Oh, and Lavana, the chubby chasing lesbian in the front office here, she swears if you don't keep watering your Christmas tree, they'll die on you.
Yeah.
Lavana.
What a name.
Yeah, I think it makes no sense. I mean, they've been cut down, Lavana. They're already dead. Why do you have to water them? Swear to God. It's basically embalming fluid. All we're really doing by watering them is torturing and delaying the inevitable, you know?
Yes.
Sort of like rolling a turtle on its back. I mean,
what?
Yeah. You ain't got to water my dining room table, and it's made out of wood.
Well,
Donnie.
Hell, I even put coasters on it so water don't stain it, Christy.
Okay.
Good idea.
Anyways, what's coming is the part about Christmas trees I really don't like. I have to decorate the damn tree, and that's a pain. Last year, I made a popcorn chain with dried cranberries to put on it, and then end up eating half of them one night after we ran out of pizza rolls. I blame the secondhand smoke from Lonnie's Kris Kringle bong he invented.
Oh,
and spoiler alert number two, if you're buying a live tree, make sure you give it a good shake or two and get all the varmints that are, you know, hoarding in it before you bring it in the house.
It's true.
No critters.
You just ask my Uncle Junebug. He's decorating their tree last year. He's on top rung of a ladder putting the Star of David and Coverdale's on there. When, I swear to God, all of a sudden, a family of trash pandas attacked him.
Oh.
And you know, apparently a mama raccoon can do some serious damage when she thinks her babies are in grave danger.
Oh, I bet.
Because turns out all my uncle got for Christmas last year was a rabies shot and a side dish of head, foot, and mouth disease.
Oh.
Swear to God.
Wow.
I better run. Looks like Lonnie's watering the tree again. You're supposed to use a pitcher I filled up, not pee on it, you dick.
Okay, thank you.
I got to get it.
Okay, thanks.
We did have the koala in the Christmas tree earlier in the week. Did you see there was a snake in a tree the other day?
Where? Hmm. Australia, undoubtedly.
I don't think so. I'll look it up and get back with you.
I just want to see the Star of David Coverdale.
Yeah, with his hair flowing down like ribbons.
What's the word for that again, Josh?
Finial Dabra, yeah.
A finial Dabra.
Mm-hmm.
That's the, okay. We have to get back to the sports page because we have the martial artist punching the clay, what is it, clay?
Pigeons, or what is he punching?
A martial artist in Pakistan has set the Guinness World Record for most clay targets punched in 1 minute. Mohammed Rashid punched 62 clay sporting targets. That's all the explanation.
I saw the video this morning. They're about the size of a hockey puck.
60 okay. seconds to earn the title. 62 and 60 seconds.
The are they so they're being flung from that thing?
Yeah, no.
Somebody's
no.
tossing them.
Here, there's some dude like 6 feet away from them with eye protection, and he's sort of flinging them.
So what's the challenge? That these things are hard and you...
He's got to punch them until they break.
I think the challenge is trying to find who would... What are you going to call Bass Outdoor or something to get clay targets? I don't know where you get clay targets at.
Bass Outdoor.
Well, you can...
I don't know. Sure.
Pro.
It would have been a lot easier with a shotgun.
Cabela's?
I'm just saying.
Go to Cabela's.
Yes.
Cabela's. I bet Cabela's.
As long as you didn't have to reload. Okay, well.
But actually, a Lil Jon update. Of course, a rapper in the 90s and 2000s. He, in 2007, Lil Jon. That's right, Tom.
Stupid world record.
Lil Jon set the record for the largest diamond pendant.
Oh.
For his Crunk Ain't Dead pendant. An appraised value of $500,000. Lil Jon's diamond pendant is 7.5 inches tall, 6 inches wide.
Wow.
And 1 inch thick, weighing over 5 pounds. It has 73 carats of diamonds. His publicist confirmed. The piece created by jeweler Jason of Beverly Hills and is 3,756 genuine round cut white diamond set in 18 karat yellow and white gold.
Wow. What pawn shop has it right now?
I think Little John's doing just fine.
I think he absolutely is doing just fine everywhere, from the window to the wall.
Our friend Lonnie has rewritten the song to try to get Tom's attention here. Oh. A rewrite that Tom may approve of, if you want to.
Okay.
So this was from the windows to the wall.
Right.
Perhaps Lonnie says perhaps it should be from the parlor to the den. Tell all those females sin. Oh, poop, 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 poop.
Poop, poop.
Very good, Lonnie.
And Lil Jon has a song called Let's Go Crazy that samples Crazy Train, and it is played sometimes at NFL stadiums.
And I assume that he also has a lot of back pain from that 5-pound chain that he wears all the time.
Yeah, kind of showy.
Oh, very, yeah. Well, hip hop stars can be a bit ostentatious.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Every time I wear my dookie rope to the club, I get a lot of looks.
Dookie rope.
It's a thing.
Hello, Bob and Tom Slender. Show.
Bob and Tom, it's Kenny Thomas.
Hi, Kenny. How are you?
Hey, Shooter, we just landed. I'm at ATL. Just got in from MSP through ORD. I had to call you guys today.
Yeah.
Big news in this camp, cowboy.
What?
Big news. Hey, Chick, make sure the boys in the back are rolling tape on this, okay?
Okay, got it. Yep.
Big news. I just tested positive.
Oh, for...
Yeah, I just tested positive for going above and beyond for my client.
Oh, that's very clever.
Serious for a second.
All right.
I've lost all taste of smell, unless it's the aroma of free shipping through December 28th.
Oh, wow.
For renewals, for first-time clients. And I've lost my sense of taste, especially when I look at the sample cases from our competition.
Oh, I see.
That's this is going to kill tonight.
Hi-yo.
Here at SmearCorp, I've got a quarantine that's ready to serve you and take your business-to-business needs to the next level. But you'll get higher than Aaron Neville, thanks to me testing positive for going above and beyond for my clients.
Yep.
7-time McCurdy Award winner, Kenneth Tarmac. Hey, Chick, have him send that bad boy to me by tomorrow. If it's not a firm 30, just have Tom throw some horns on it, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
And next time when you send the tape, tell the boys in the back tails out. Hey, listen, Shooter, I got to hit Caribou Coffee to go all the way from Foxtrot 4 down to Tango 3. Yeah, and I just tested positive that I'll make it if these Zone 4 people will get the hell out of my
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.